anything that you want to say before you read that poem about how it came about, about why you wrote it the way you did, anything that comes to mind?
As Black people, we often, you know, we talk about our ancestors, we think about our ancestors, but like we also forget how young some of our ancestors have become. Mm. And I think in these COVID times, people are really understanding what it means to die without dignity and to lose people without dignity, that like to not be able to have uncomplicated grief is undignified. You know what I mean? Like, of course all grief is complicated, but like we're nearing like 400,000 deaths of people who did not need to die. Yeah. And then people cannot grieve with these people. I mean, like there is, there's a lack of dignity to that that is so palpable, you know? And like, I think it's just my attempt to like, try to figure out one, how do you make meaning out of the senselessness, but also like what it means to witness, and like in Black America, testimony is a thing that both damns and saves us. You know, there's like the testimony of like the courts, you know, this place that targets us and over incarcerates us.
Yeah.
And then there's like the testimony of a church, you know, which also spills over into the testimony of a community, and how like witnessing and like showing up being a thing that one of the things that like we do for each other, because like if Black people didn't keep showing up and writing this down, like think about what the record would be. You know what I mean? The testimony is like literally one of the things that like holds white supremacy back, because there's still pockets of people who believe that enslaved people were happy and the master's kind, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so I'll read it now.